You are listening to the Bright Life Podcast, all about ways to stay inspired, chase your dreams, and find more gratitude in the highs and lows of the journey. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson. I'm a business owner, a part-time digital nomad, a self-growth junkie, a believer in other big-hearted women, and am all about sharing tips, tricks, lessons learned, and encouragement so we can all live our biggest, brightest lives. You ready? Let's do this. Hey friend, welcome to today's episode of the Bright Life Podcast. Today I want to talk all about building and maintaining positive momentum. This is something that I actually just came across. I wrote an article about this years and years ago for HuffPost, and I recently saw it again. And when I read through it, I thought, oh my gosh, there's so many things in here that I still use and don't always realize I'm doing. Or when I think about other women that I'm in masterminds with who are business owners or creatives or are in self-development, that kind of thing, they use a lot of these as well. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to share these. Hopefully you listening maybe use some of these as well, or may have forgotten about one that you can bring back in. I just think they can be really helpful to feeling like that flow state and just that feeling of one area of your life starts to go well and then the other starts to add on, and before you know it, you're just firing on all cylinders. I love that feeling when it happens, and so it's always something I'm kind of trying to get back to or bring more of into my own life. And so if you feel the same in any way, this can hopefully be really encouraging to you. I think the other interesting thing about this article is it was one of the first things I ever wrote for HuffPost, and it just reminded me how funny it is because the first article that ever got accepted by them was this one all about how to like survive and thrive through breakups, because I had written it after a breakup and I sent it in, and then right away they responded and accepted it and published it on their site. And so it was just this funny time in my life where like it's kind of you're really excited because you're celebrating getting to contribute to HuffPost, but then you also like don't really want to share with the world like you just went through a breakup and that's what inspired this article. So for me, this just kind of makes me smile whenever I read about this kind of era of my life. And I think some of the things still, you know, translate to today. And so I'm going to try and bring those. I'm not going to be having any like relationship episodes anytime soon, but I will use the ones about building positive momentum. And it's really funny to see that those do kind of still carry a little bit of nuggets of truth, right? Okay, so the first thing that I like to think about when I'm thinking about building positive momentum is that it's all about the small steps. So, well, the way my mom used to teach my sister and I to clean our rooms, I think makes a really good metaphor for this, where she used to say, just start with like one corner at a time. And what you would do is like you'd start with that one corner and get that going, and then you'd feel like it was really easy to take on another corner. Or you almost do like with a room, right? Like if you can just get the smallest room, like the bathroom done, then all of a sudden you're like, okay, that looks so good. Now I can tackle the kitchen. Now I can tackle the living room. And before you know it, you start creating this really positive momentum, all because you begin with the small steps. So I've mentioned this before in other episodes for other areas, but if there's anything big and insurmountable in your life, whether it's starting a business, whether it's looking for a new job, going on a big adventure or trip, really try making a list of like the smallest steps and just get that little momentum going. That can really just start the process and give you enough traction to feel like you're making headway and naturally want to start doing other things. I think it's so true even for like health, where so many of us in our culture have that tendency to want to do like everything, right? It's all or nothing, where if you're not working out and sleeping and drinking your water and giving up all the sugar and alcohol and all that stuff, like it doesn't feel good enough. But if you just start with one step, like if you just start drinking a ton of water for a week, you naturally want to start adding on other steps because it feels good. And so get that energy feeling good in your body and in your life, and you're gonna find that you don't have to force yourself to wanna add more. You really naturally want to just from the momentum that's created. The other thing that I like to remember is that no step is too small. So you might naturally feel like if you can have that all or nothing mentality, if you can go all in and, you know, build the website overnight or start the blog or write the book or the screenplay, like that's so much better than just writing a page. But what I have found and what I continually try and remind myself in my life is that the consistency is really where it's at. And like no step is too small. They all add up for something greater. Every single step adds up. And so when I think about even like, for example, you know, we're new to Austin, we're meeting people. And so if I'm thinking about this huge thing of like, okay, we're going to have a community here, that can feel really daunting. But what I try and remember is like every single introduction at a coffee shop, every single, you know, building party that we go to, every single dinner leads to a new connection, and that leads to another friend group. And so all of a sudden, you just start adding things, and before you know it, you've accomplished so much more than you think you can. So just remember that no step is too small, and if you have that voice appear in your head saying so, just give it a gentle like affirmation or reminder of no step is too small. And just really trust the process. Keep showing up consistently and know that all your efforts are adding up. They don't exist in a bubble. They really all add up one after the other to a greater sum. On that note, I also want to recognize that while every single step is valuable, the bigger the step, sometimes the bigger the reward. So what I mean by that is, let's say that you are trying to do something new, like create, I don't know, a feeling of adventure in your life. Like you can start small, right? Like you can start small and that's meaningful and that gets you out there. But if you really want to go for it, if you really want to like skydive or bungee jump or go somewhere you've never been, like whatever the thing is for you that feels really big and scary, that is going to create almost like this burst of momentum, like this jolt of momentum that's worth even more power than like a little small step. So why I'm saying that is not like to discourage the small steps, but so you can use this to your advantage, where like if you're really looking to change your life, don't discredit every little small step towards doing that. But if you really want to kind of wake yourself up and start feeling that momentum in a new direction, then go ahead and just do something really big and you get a bigger reward from it. You're going to feel much differently doing something brand new and much scarier than you will kind of easing in. And so it's kind of that tension between, yes, just get going. Don't feel like the small steps aren't worth doing or like the only way it's worth it is if you do these bigger steps. But at the same time, if you want to go for it and you really want to shake things up, do something wild, like do something that feels super empowering and incredible to you, and you're gonna get that bigger reward for it. That can be such a more empowering way too of going into new settings where like, if you're kind of scared of doing something, just thinking like, this is so big and I'm recognizing that for myself and I'm gonna get such a big reward from that because it feels so scary and so out of my comfort zone. Again, I'm talking about like healthy things, so you don't have to do skydiving if for you that's like the worst thing in the world. But really just think about what is going to inspire you at a much higher level. And if it feels kind of intimidating now, does it help to think of it with that frame of like, you're going to come out of that with so much more energy and an experience and a story to tell doing that big, brave thing? You know what I mean? Okay, so those are my first three things. I would say that, you know, no step is too small. Like, it's all about those small steps. And if you want to go bigger, you do get a bigger reward. Like, everything's adding up for you, but why not get like a bigger sum, a bigger addition, like at the start, right? Another thing I always try and remember is like, the first steps are the hardest. So if it's been a while since you have really felt in your flow or had momentum in an area of your life, give yourself the grace and permission to know that the first steps are the hardest. So we have our habits so ingrained in us where we like to eat what we like to eat. We wake up when we are used to waking up. Change can feel really uncomfortable, and you have so many neural pathways built and in their grooves. ensuring that you do things the exact same way. Even when we're making positive changes, if it feels different from how we're used to feeling, our body recognizes that there's something different and it wants to bring us back into that homeostasis, that feeling that we're used to having, because that's what feels safe. That's where it knows kind of what hormonal cocktail and everything to create. And it doesn't give that different feeling where all the levers are a little bit off and the body has to adapt. So kind of just expect that. That helps you work with yourself and just know that on the days, if you're waking up a little earlier to get your workout regimen in, it's gonna be really hard. If you're just starting to meditate, those first 5 minutes could be harder in the beginning. If you maybe have a few really solid days and then that, you know, energy and momentum wears off because it starts to get hard, just realize that, like, okay, this is when it's coming in. This is when I just need to keep going. And you can lovingly just accept your body for trying to keep you safe and trying to keep you in the same place that you're normally in, and kind of just let it know, like, I'm good here. This is a positive change I'm making. Let's keep going. Let's keep going and just keep returning to that. On that note, I'd say number 5 little tip that I have is don't be afraid to incentivize yourself and celebrate the little wins. So I'm not, you know, for, what's the word, like bribery or anything, but you can kind of bribe yourself in a good way for these things. For example, if I have a really heavy article to write, even this week I had one that was really long and I was kind of like, oh, like getting into those can be so meaty at the outset. So I kind of was like, okay, what can I do that would be really exciting after this? I decided that if I finished it, then going on a walk and getting a coffee would feel kind of like a treat because it's, you know, the work day and you're just going through everything and getting out in the sunshine for a few minutes and getting out of my normal afternoon routine would feel like a good little treat. So it doesn't have to be anything massive. It doesn't have to be like a shopping spree at Saks or anything. But just think to yourself, like, okay, if I'm making this positive change in my life, if I'm building this new habit that feels a little bit uncomfortable right now, what can I give myself as a little treat or like a little carrot to hang for when you dangle in front of you, like when you do that thing that you get to feel a reward and it gets to be worth it to you? So that's something that I really like to use, is just the power of positive reinforcement. And if you're having a harder time, you have so many tools at your disposal to be able to encourage yourself and give yourself like a little more motivation than just doing this scary thing for the sake of it, right? The last little thing that I wrote about that I still think that I use now is if you start to notice momentum going in the wrong direction, do whatever you can to reverse it as soon as possible. So no big deal. Maybe you had a rough day and things didn't go as planned. Maybe you hit snooze when you meant to wake up. Not a big deal. But then when you do finally wake up, maybe that feels like a little bit of bad momentum, or you canceled out the momentum you previously had. So what can you do to reverse that right away? Can you have a big green smoothie where you have a ton of spinach in there and you have mango and almond milk? You know I love my smoothies. If you've heard this podcast before, I just think they're such a great way to like feel so good so fast. But if you, let's say, what's another area where, let's say that you went on a date and you had a really bad date, like what can you do to just reverse that feeling and that momentum? Like, can you get back out there and go on another one again? Can you go out with people who think that you're so witty and you're so funny and like girlfriends are so good for this? They give you all the compliments in the world, even on a regular day. Can you go spend time with people like that? And you buy yourself a pretty like bright shade of lipstick that just makes you feel so beautiful and fresh and fun. Like, what can you do to kind of reverse that energy or that momentum that you've created in your life? We were talking about meditation earlier, which I'm a huge fan of, and I'm continually trying to make a practice more and more in my life. So let's say that you just have a really bad one. Like, that happens, right? Like, it doesn't always feel so flowy and recharging and relaxing in a meditation. If you have a bad one, can you just show up again the next day? Can you just not let it be 2 days in a row? Can you do another one later that evening that's maybe just 1 minute, but feels so intentional and so good for that 1 minute? And then all of a sudden that momentum, which could have started slipping the wrong direction, it just gently like turns around. So there's so many of these, like I'm kind of a nerd about things like this behavior change, where I just love thinking of little hacks like this to work with your own psychology and habits and those neural pathways that you build from doing things or not over time. That's a really big one as well, is like if momentum starts moving in the wrong direction, just do something to reverse it as soon as possible. Okay, so those are like my 6 hacks for building and creating positive momentum. Number one, it's all about the small steps. Don't underestimate breaking things up and just getting momentum going. Number two, no step is too small. They're all adding up. Number three, the bigger the step, the bigger the reward. So even though everything's adding up for good, if you want to really deposit a huge chunk of change into that mental or habit account, go ahead and go for something big. Do something that feels really out of your comfort zone in a positive way that's going to give you that much more of a reward. So that's one thing that I love to do. Like that's a great way to motivate yourself for something that feels maybe kind of scary, is like on the other end of this, I'm going to get that much more. Like value put out is value received. Number four, the first steps are the hardest. Just recognize that, make peace with it. That kind of gives you the reassurance to keep moving through them anyway. That's so normal. It doesn't mean that you're wrong if they start to feel hard. That just means, yep, that's like pretty typical, right? Number five is to incentivize yourself and celebrate little wins. And number six is if momentum starts moving in the wrong direction, just do something to reverse it as soon as possible. All right, I hope this is helpful to you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. If any of these speak to you, I would be so appreciative if you leave a positive review. It helps more people find the podcast and grows this community here of other just women who are out there striving to be better, striving to do amazing things, striving to encourage one another on this path. And I'm so grateful you are one of them and that you're here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening in. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you share it on Instagram stories and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping get the message out. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. Until next time, talk to you soon.